Hello, my name is Marlene. I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I am very honored and thrilled. We are joined by Meg Kelly. Meg is joining us via Skype in Quebec, Canada. And Meg is the co-founder of Veganic Agriculture Network in 2008. And she is the organizer of the upcoming Veganic Summit. That's November 8th to 10th, 2024, which is a free 3-day online Veganic Summit. And she is also a gardening teacher at Learn Veganic. We're going to hear all about this. It's fascinating, very, very revolutionary, and very, very sustainable and effective. Thank you very much, Meg, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thanks. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm happy about this, too. Thank you. Well, let's start out right away with hearing what is the difference between organic gardening, organic farming, and veganic gardening, veganic farming.
So basically, with organic farming doesn't use any chemical fertilizers, which is wonderful. But with organic farming, it uses essentially natural fertilizers, but those could be either plant-based, mineral-based, or animal-based. And unfortunately, in a lot of organic agriculture, and a lot of conventional agriculture too, there are tons of animal products that are used as fertilizers to grow fruits and vegetables. So these might be slaughterhouse byproducts like blood meal, bone meal, feather meal, fish emulsion. It can also be manure from factory farms. So with veganic, what we're doing is we're starting from a lot of the good principles that organic has, like not using pesticides, not using chemical fertilizers, trying to take care of the soil. But what we do is we cut the animal products out of organic. So veganic growing is vegan organic. So it is organic, but without any of the animal byproducts. So basically, we're using 100% plant-based materials in order to fertilize our gardens, or we could also use some minerals if we'd like to add an extra little boost. And veganic growing is just so much healthier, so much more sustainable. And if we want to have a vegan world and a vegan future, veganic gardening and farming is really the way we need to head.
And I appreciate the fact that you have been a veganic activist really for more than a decade now. So let me hear a little bit about that, then I'd like to go into the summit.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, I co-founded the Veganic Agriculture Network about 15 years ago, back in 2008. And I started gardening that same year and started learning how to grow my own food. And it's just been a wonderful journey of meeting farmers and meeting gardeners and traveling around North America to visit veganic farms. And this is such a small movement. And so it's important for us to get the word out there and to help educate people about this so that more and more people can make that transition to veganic growing.
So now I'd love to hear the details about the fascinating upcoming Veganic Summit.
All right, we're so excited about this. We ran our first Veganic Summit last year in November, and then this November, it is our second annual Veganic Summit. It's happening November 8th to 10th, 2024. And if you'd like to go check it out, you can find out all the details at veganicsummit.com. We've got a wonderful lineup of speakers, vegans who have been gardening and farming for decades and developing vegan techniques for growing food. So to give an example here, we have Jimmy Videlli, who's going to be joining us from Canada. Jimmy Videlli, the author of the Veganic Growers Handbook, who is going to be talking about resilient veganic growing. We have Helen Atthau, who is an amazing farmer in the US. She's going to be talking about bountiful veganic fruit trees and orchards. So how can we use entirely plant-based strategies to grow our fruit trees like apple trees and plum trees so that we can have abundant harvests? We've got Martina Schaefer joining us from Canada. She has a really small veganic farm, about a third of an acre, that she's actually running on borrowed land. So she didn't have the ability to purchase her own farmland. So she just put up some posters in her city asking if someone would lend her some farmland. And she has been running a veganic farm for several years that way now. We also have Ian Tolhurst. He is absolutely amazing. He is a veganic farmer in England. He's actually going to be talking about how we can grow seedlings in ways that are veganic and sustainable. So oftentimes, little baby plants are either grown using animal products as fertilizer, like blood meal, for example, and even the plant-based materials like peat aren't really sustainable. So he's actually developed a technique for making his own seedling mix out of decomposed tree branches. So he's going to be telling us how he does that. And we also have some talks that are around the theme of veganic advocacy. So AC Baker and Alistair Curry are joining us from the Vegan Society in England, and they will be talking about policy advocacy for plant-based farming and how we can work on policy change in order to make it easier for other people to convert to veganic farming. And we also have Dan Graham joining us from the Vegan Organic Network in England, who's going to be talking about how we can empower the international veganic movement in order to grow it. We also have Armando Cruz joining us from Portugal to talk about how he started with bare soil and managed to grow 70% of his own food within 3 years. So for people who are interested in self-sufficiency, we've got that covered too. And Jazz Bowler's joining us from the Food Empowerment Project to talk about making veganics accessible to young growers. And we've got Ellen Mary joining us to talk about the joy of low-maintenance veganic gardening, how we can have gardens that don't take as much work, that don't take as much stress. So we've got a really, really awesome lineup. I'm going to be talking about gardening and how we can veganize our gardens. So it's a really, really exciting event. And it's free for people to join. So you can just go sign up. It takes a couple of minutes to sign up to get your free ticket. And it's going to be super exciting. We also have an optional paid upgrade if people want to have Q&As with some of the speakers and networking events and a whole bunch of guides and the Veganic Growers Handbook and things like that. That's an upgrade that people can choose if they'd like to. But yeah, if you'd like to go to veganicsummit.com and join us, we'd really love to have you join us for those 3 days from November 8th to 10th.
And what are the advantages of veganic gardening, veganic farming?
Obviously, for all of us who are vegan and any of your vegan listeners who are joining us today, from an animal rights perspective, we can't really have a vegan world until we have vegan agriculture. Right now, the food that is being grown for us is often being tied back to animal industries. That is still funding animal industries through kind of the purchase of things like blood meal and bone meal and manure. So if we want to have a vegan world that is disconnected from animal agriculture, we need to be growing veganically ourselves if we're able to, and encouraging farmers in our communities to switch to veganic. Another thing that's really important is veganic ultimately uses less land, less energy, less resources, because animal agriculture is incredibly land intensive. It's incredibly energy intensive. So right now we have a system of growing fruits and vegetables that's connected back to something that's incredibly environmentally destructive. And when we look at sort of the total land footprint used when people are fertilizing with manure, it's enormous. Whereas when we get down to just fertilizing with plants directly, it really reduces our environmental impact. Very similar to how when we switch from, you know, a meat-based diet to a plant-based diet, it really cuts down on our environmental impact. So, you know, if we want to have a greener, cleaner, and, you know, safer food system, this is really the direction that we need to head.
There's a big movement worldwide that is about human freedom, as we see human rights becoming more and more squashed, and the plutocrats and the oligarchy kind of taking hold. I really see veganic gardening as a very important step in producing freedom, because as long as we enslave the other animals, we're going to be enslaved, which is what we see happening. And so that's why one of the reasons, besides the health impact and the environmental impact of sustainability and optimum health through veganic practices, I really see it as very, very powerful and very important in freeing humanity and creating a beautiful, harmonious paradigm on this planet. We're all safe, happy, and free. So thanks again for all that you're doing.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, that the self-sufficiency side of things and becoming more self-reliant is really important too. I know that for me, when I first got interested in gardening, part of that was with the idea of reskilling and just simply being able to grow my own food. It's just such an essential skill set that all of us should have. So I would encourage people, even if you are, you know, in an apartment, even if you just have a tiny backyard, just to start growing some of your own food so you understand how the process works. Just knowing how to grow our own potatoes, how to grow our own kale, just having that skill set right now means that we can kind of scale that up as, you know, we create communities together that are more resilient.
Thank you, Meg. And I'd also like to hear a little bit more about your path to becoming a veganic gardener and a veganic activist.
Absolutely. So back in the early 2000s, I became vegan. A few years later, I got curious about the idea of growing my own food. I was living in an apartment at the time, and my first plant I grew was some pea plants that I grew in my apartment in the middle of winter. And just watching that was just a fascinating process. And then I was very, very lucky that I became friends with Stefan Groleau, who has really been a pioneer in the veganic movement in North America. And he taught me how to garden. So back in 2008, I was very lucky to have a mentor where I began gardening veganically from my very first season. And I've only ever gardened using veganic techniques. And Stefan is a big experimenter. I'm big into experimenting too. So between the two of us, we've tried tons of veganic techniques just to see what works. And it's been a very exciting process. And he and I co-founded the Veganic Agriculture Network back in 2008. He had wanted to create a network for quite a while, but wanted somebody else to create it with. So back around that time, we ended up going around North America, visiting a number of veganic farms back in the day. And and then our veganic activism really ramped up again in 2021 when we created the Learn Veganic Gardening course. And the Learn Veganic course is really designed to accompany other people who are starting veganic gardens or transitioning to veganic, and to really help empower them to grow veganically in any context they might find themselves in, whether that's on a balcony, whether they've got half an acre and they're doing a self-sufficiency project. Our goal is really to help people grow veganically in any context. And yeah, last year we created the Veganic Summit. It's the type of thing that we've had in mind for 15 years now. We've always wanted to kind of create international conferences and things like that. And last year we did for the first time. And it was amazing because it really brought together people from around the world who are interested in veganics in a way that hadn't really happened in the past in the veganic movement. So for us, the Veganic Summit is as much about movement building as it is about public education. From a public education standpoint, it's so important because anybody is welcome to join us for free to learn about veganic growing. But also it brings together people from around the world who are interested in veganics so that we can begin to connect, so that people can connect at the local level and maybe form collaborations. And also so that people who are involved in leading the veganic movement, instead of all working in isolation, we come together around a specific event to collaborate. It's been a wonderful journey as a veganic activist, and we're so excited to see where it's going to take us in the future, too.
We're listening to Meg Kelly, who's joining us from Quebec, Canada. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Nero in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Meg Kelly. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, Massachusetts. We're very fortunate to be joined by Meg Kelly in Quebec, Canada. Meg is the organizer of the upcoming Veganic Summit, November 8th through 10th, 2024. And we'll be hearing a little bit more about that. And she's also the co-founder of Veganic Agriculture Network, which she co-founded in 2008. Thanks again, Meg, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thanks, Marlene.
What steps can new gardeners take to start growing veganically?
So the place that I always suggest that people start is with composting. If we start a compost bin now, it's going to make it easier to garden veganically later. So right now, because it's the fall, it's a wonderful time to start. You can collect leaves from your neighborhood and start composting them with your kitchen scraps. The easiest recipe I have to recommend to people is 2 parts autumn leaves to 1 part kitchen scraps mixed together. And over the course of a few months or a year, it's going to break down into compost that you can use to fertilize your plants. When we buy compost commercially, it might have animal products in it. It might be plant-based. It's hard to know. When we make it at home, we can make sure it's plant-based. Another thing that I think is really easy for people who are starting out is to actually use alfalfa pellets or alfalfa meal as a fertilizer. When we buy other types of fertilizers at a garden center, often it'll be animal-based or animal products mixed in. If you get 100% alfalfa, which you might get at a local garden center or you might have to look for online, that's a really, really easy replacement for those animal products. It's something that you can mix in with your soil to help boost your plants, and it has a very, very nice nutrient profile. So those are the main places I would suggest that people start.
Thank you, Meg. How can we attract beneficial wildlife to our gardens?
One thing I love to do to attract beneficial wildlife is to plant a whole bunch of flowers. There are a lot of native pollinators out there who are having a difficult time. There are a lot of pesticides being sprayed. There's a lot of habitat that is being lost. And we need our native pollinators, and they need habitat. So by adding in a lot of flowering plants, or even letting some of our plants go to flower in our garden near the end of the season. For example, you know, if you have a bok choy plant that you've already kind of chopped down and eaten part of, you could let it grow back up again and let it flower so that the pollinators can appreciate that. Another thing I love to do is to leave little containers with some water in them so that wildlife can come and drink. For example, you can just put out a little little container and maybe put a little piece of wood floating in it, and you might find pollinators and other insects landing on the piece of wood to drink some of the water. There might be birds that come along and drink. And that's another thing that's really being removed from city environments, especially is water sources for animals. So those are some very, very simple things we can do to help make our garden a little bit more hospitable and welcoming for our wildlife friends.
Thank you, Meg. Again, I'd like to discuss a little bit more about why vegans should care about veganic growing. Of course, I express my opinion about how it's essential for freedom and an end to slavery of all beings, human and the other animals. But I'd like to hear a little bit more from you about why more vegans should get involved in veganic growing.
Yeah, I mean, veganic is really what we need in order to get to a vegan world. So right now, if our fruits and veggies are being grown primarily with slaughterhouse byproducts, that's not leading us to a vegan world. And if we need to switch that out for chemical fertilizers and pesticides, that's not really supporting the ecology of our earth very well either. If we'd like to have a future where animals are respected, where we can actually wind down animal agriculture and move toward a vegan future, veganic growing needs to be part of that. And right now we're at the beginning of showing that veganic gardeners and farmers can be successful, they can have thriving gardens, they can have wonderful harvests, but we need to get that word out more, because this is really part of the co-evolution of the vegan movement into having a vegan future.
Thank you, Meg. And again, thank you for all you do. Power woman. Yes. I'd like to hear a little bit more about veganic farming. So that was great to hear about veganic gardening that anyone can do anywhere. And I would also like to hear more about the veganic certification for veganic farms and the international veganic movement.
Yeah, so there are a few farm maps that you can look at. If you go to goveganic.net, you'll find a farm map there. If you go to veganic-farming.org, there's another farm map. So there are ways that you can find farms. And the Vegan Organic Network has a new map that anybody can join, whether you're a farmer or a gardener, to put yourself out there so other people know how to find you. But there are also some exciting certification programs for veganic farms. So here in North America, there is the Certified Veganic Program that's run by farmer Jimmy Videlli and a group of people who run it together. In the United Kingdom, there is Certified Stock-Free Organic, and stock-free is another word that's used to describe plant-based farming. And in Europe, there's the biocyclic certification for plant-based farms. So farms can grow veganically whether they're certified that way or not. But if they would like to just take that extra step and, you know, get certified so that they can, you know, tell that to their customers, or just as a way of being more involved in the veganic movement, there are wonderful options for that too.
Thank you, Meg. We're coming to a close in the interview for today. Could you give us a recap of the Veganic Summit and then also your contact information?
Yeah, wonderful. So the Veganic Summit, again, is happening from November 8th to 10th, 2024. You can sign up for free at veganicsummit.com, and it has over 12 talks where you can learn from experienced veganic farmers and gardeners so that you can start growing veganically yourself and become a better advocate for veganic farming and gardening. And if you would like to get in contact with us, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram as Learn Veganic. And we have our website, learnveganic.com and veganicsummit.com. Both of those have a contact form. So if you would like to reach out to us, we encourage you to go to those websites, fill out the contact form, and we'd be really happy to hear from you.
Thank you, Meg Kelly, and thank you very much to your team as well. And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much, Marlene, for having me here. It was a wonderful time chatting with you today.
Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, Massachusetts. And much thanks to Will Tuttle for his songs, To Be Free, which we're listening to right now, and then we heard From the Mountaintop at the start of the show. And much thanks to Meg Kelly and the team at Veganic Summit. This program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. And let's go out with some more vegan music. This is by Vegan Queen V in England.
disconnected from a place we call home. Do I belong here when I listen?
Vegan Queen V. Previously, we heard her song Dominion. This is Mother Nature's Conversation. Thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts, wishing you a beautiful, peaceful, harmonious day.